prophesying meeting. We encourage other saints to move up and fill up some of the front seats. Can we have some of the sisters? Can we free up this row for the sisters? Maybe some sisters can move up to the front. Thank you, Pastor.
Oh, thanks. Thank you, I appreciate it.
Feel free to fill up this front row here. Amen. Before we begin, how about let's read a few verses from Ephesians 1. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Lord Jesus. Let's open up to Ephesians 1, verses 3 through 6. Ephesians 1, 3 through 6. I just read them, let's read through these verses. It's not in, I don't think it's in any of the days, so if you need to have your Bibles, Ephesians 1, verses 3 to 6. Amen. Ready? Brothers, verse 3, go.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ.
Amen. Sisters, verse 4.
Even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, to be holy and without blemish before him in love.
Together, 5.
Predestinated us unto sonship through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Amen.
Verse 6 together. To the
praise of the glory of his grace, with which he graced us in the beloved.
And that we're going to jump a few verses. Let's go to verse 10.
Unto the economy of the fullness of God, spread out all things in Christ, the things in the heavens and the things on the earth. Amen.
Amen. Let's go jump a few more verses. Let's go to verse 22.
And he subjected all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church.
Verse 23 too.
Which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all in all.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I was saying that was very refreshed this week, as we see in Ephesians 1. In the beginning, we had the blessing of the triune God. His blessing is to bless us in the Son.
Amen.
And to what? I was very touched. In verse 6, it is to bless us.
Amen.
From predestination all the way, right, to choosing.
Amen.
And to making us sons.
Amen.
According to the good pleasure of his will.
Amen.
This is what? To the praise of his glory. And then to of his grace. So saints, we have been redeemed for a reason.
Right.
To pray to the glory of the Father.
Amen.
We have been produced, right? In our redemption, specifically through Christ's redemption and resurrection, we are produced as the church.
Amen.
God not only redeemed us individually, but he redeemed us as his body.
Amen.
And today, as the church, our goal and our position is to glorify the Father.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, this is our redemption.
Amen.
Not just to save us, but is for the glory of the Father.
Amen.
So, in verse 10, we see that the unto the economy of the fullness of times, God's goal in saving us eventually is to head up all things in Christ.
Amen.
The things in the heavens and the things on the earth in Him.
Amen.
Specifically, again in verse 22, we see the heading up is through the church, which is us. So Christ heading up and subjecting is always through the church.
Right.
As those who are the church, we must be those who are under God's headship.
Amen. Amen.
So that we may not just live in the church life, but accomplish God's goal,
Amen.
Which is to head up all things in the universe.
Amen.
Saints, this is why we are redeemed.
Yeah.
This is why we are here.
Amen.
Lord Jesus,
amen.
May the Lord open our eyes to see this, amen. So that in our church life today, we'll go into this week, that we will know while we're in the church, we're not here just to meet as an organization, but everything that we do must be under the unique headship of Christ.
Amen.
So that God can have a way and a means to which to head up all the things in the universe.
Amen.
To subject all things under His feet.
Amen.
This is why God have created us and God has redeemed us.
Amen.
And this is why in Genesis 1:26, men were not only given image, but also dominion.
Right.
Amen.
To execute God's judgment.
Amen.
To represent God in this way.
Amen.
So, may we all be brought back to God's economy this week.
Amen.
Amen.
God is heading us up.
Amen.
So that He may head up all things to the church.
Amen. Amen.
Let's go into the title and the outline this week. I'm just going to briefly go through the first half. The other brothers will cover the letter, but let's read the title together.
Amen.
The church life of being headed up in Christ.
Let's read it again. Amen.
The church life of being headed up in Christ.
Brothers, Roman number 1.
God's eternal intention is to head up all things in Christ, who has been appointed to be the universal head.
Friends, who's the head?
Christ.
The church, we are His body.
Amen.
God has appointed Christ to be the head.
Amen.
He desires to head up all things through Christ.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The reason was that in the beginning, although this was meant for men to do, but men fell, right? So God has to come in.
Yeah.
He has to send Christ, who went through a marvelous process, died, redeemed us, at the same time destroyed the devil, mm-hmm. resurrected. Today, He's on the throne.
Amen.
There's a God-man on the throne.
Amen.
God has subjected all things, head up all things under His feet.
Amen.
And this subjecting power also has been given to us as the church.
Amen.
But we can never neglect the fact that He's the head.
Amen.
We are simply His body.
Amen.
We are there, here to be first under His headship.
Amen.
And then we may be able to head up all the things
right.
as the church. So saints, hold Christ as the head.
Amen.
I think the saints can share more what this really means, you know, maybe in our sharing and our experiences.
Amen.
I encourage all the saints to release his and her portion.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We don't have time to go through the details, but let's just read through some of the points. Let's just read through Roman number 2 and point 8.
Praise the Lord to corrupt God's creation and to cause confusion. When Satan injected himself into man, Satan became death and darkness to man. Sin brings in death, death brings in darkness, and darkness brings in confusion.
Amen.
We know that the opposite of heading up is disorder.
Right.
A headed up body is always in order, but a dysfunctional body is in disorder.
Mm.
Each member does not function according to the head, does his own thing, or in fact, the body just does not function. Since we need to see
right.
that in order to be headed up, we need to be those who are under his headship, and most importantly, under his shining, under his light,
Amen.
Under his life, so that we may be in the proper position, the proper order.
Amen.
I think Brother will share a little bit more on this. But anything, when we have Satan, he brings in an element of death, and death always leads to confusion.
Right. Amen.
In a church life, we need to be aware of this and stand against any death,
right.
any satanic element, so that we may be brought into light where there is no confusion.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the
Amen.
Lord. We must be the reason we need to know is that Satan is always fighting against what God's doing.
Yes. Amen.
So we need to be aware of this and stand against it
yes.
by being under the headship of Christ.
Amen.
First, let's go to Roman number 3.
We all need to be delivered from the heap of the glass and headed up in Christ.
Let's read the point A and B all together.
The collapse of the universe caused by the rebellion of Satan and the fall of man gives God an excellent opportunity to manifest His wisdom. According to the Bible, God's salvation is saved.
Saints, we need to be those who are under his headship.
Right.
We are not the same as all the people who are under the heaps of collapse. Amen. We are being headed up.
Yes.
Amen.
That's our direction.
Amen.
Amen. Let's read Roman number 4.
The church is glad of being headed up in Christ.
Point A, brothers.
God will subject all things under Christ by handing all things in Christ to the church.
Sisters B.
The church is the heading up of God's chosen ones under the headship of Christ.
Together for point C.
The first step in the heading up of all things in Christ is for God to bring his chosen ones, his sons, out of the universal class, and to place them under the headship of Christ.
Together D.
When the church is the lead to be headed up in Christ, God has a way to head up all other things.
Amen. Saints, may we be those who will take the lead as the church.
Amen.
Head up all things in Christ, so that God may have a way to subject all things to the church.
Amen.
Because we see this, our church life shall also be those, be one that's under his headship.
Amen.
Amen. So we want to open up the saints to share. We'll start with 2 minutes each, and the piano will help us.
Amen.
Amen. When God created the universe, it was beautiful. It was glorious.
Amen.
It was harmonious, and it was there was oneness. There was order. So God didn't create the universe in a state other than that. So, but there was through His Romans 8:20 and 21 say that the universe was subjected to vanity. Why? And it says, if you read it, let's all read that actually. It's on day two. Let's read that verse.
For the creation was made subject to vanity, not of its own will, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will also be free from the slavery of corruption, into the freedom of the glory of the children of God.
Yeah, so here, it's the way, so God, well, Satan rebelled, but God, this is under God's permission. So here, it's under his permission that there was even a rebellion to be allowed. And so we just saw that God is in the business of painting a masterpiece. A wonderful masterpiece. So he allowed this rebellion as the background to show his multifarious wisdom. And so in the rebellion, this is before our creation. In the rebellion, there came in this collapse. There came in this heap. And then God created us in his image with his dominion to be the head. But not us as the creation alone, us in Christ, the God-man, to head up all things in Christ.
Amen.
This is the man with the image and the dominion. Amen. So now, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Anyway, just conclude this way. Satan injected his very rebellious nature, his very element, into us.
Right. Yes.
So outside of us, there's a heap of collapse.
Amen.
Inside of us, there's also the same element of the heap of collapse.
Yes.
But praise the Lord, through his redemption and through his regeneration, the Lord regenerated us.
Amen.
Now there's another element within us.
Amen.
Another substance, another very nature, another essence. This essence, when we take care of this and we live and we speak according to this new element that wasn't there before, we are headed up.
Amen.
We're in order. We're in harmony. We're in the light.
Amen.
And we're out of the heap of collapse. And
Amen.
We grow
Amen.
In this element. This is the divine life. This
Amen.
Is Christ himself. As we grow in this life, we mature in this life. This means
Amen.
this
life element is the restoring factor in the universe, heading us up. We're restored by the growth, the maturity in the divine life.
Amen.
This is how God is heading up all things through the church.
Amen.
Unto the fullness of the time.
Amen.
First step in heaven, up all things in Christ, is for God to bring His chosen one, His sons, out of the universal collapse and to place them under the headship of Christ. When the church takes the lead to be headed up in Christ, God has a way to head up all other things. I just say, thank the Lord for the church, the vessel God used to solve His problems and fulfill His purpose.
Amen.
To mingle Himself with man. To be head. Thank over all things. We thank you for the proper church life. We are being headed up in Christ. Here we are being headed up in Christ. And the last two verses of the hymn at the back. Owning Christ as head and center, all will be in harmony. Through the shining of His body, all will share His liberty. No more darkness and corruption, no more death and vanity. All will be released from bondage throughout all eternity.
Amen. Amen. So yeah, in our life, we really want to say, like, in our church life, in our family life, and also in our personal life, you know, we all want to see this by sonship, right? Like through Jesus Christ, like Jesus is our head, right? So I'd like to share a detailed part. It was, I believe it's in one point in the day five. Under the big five and under the B, it says, God is working Himself into His chosen ones through an administration that is a sweet dispensing.
Yeah.
So here I want to emphasize, it's a sweet dispensing and intimate stewardship. So there's two words, the intimate stewardship, a comfortable household arrangement. Okay, so in other words, you know, this is not easy. It's not like you are doing some mechanical things. You know, you put A is leading B, B is leading C. It's not that simple. You know. And it won't work if we just do it like mechanically. You know, a husband can simply say to wife, say, you know, I'm the head. Then you know, Christ placed me be to the head. If I do not have that in the reality, it's no use at all. You know? So I really treasure this. So it's a sweet dispensing,
right,
and intimate stewardship. So it starts with every one of us. We just need to come to the Lord,
right.
Especially when you feel, you know, you are hurt, or you know you need something. You do need to just kneel before the Lord, because Christ is our headship, right?
Amen.
And also, if God, you know, grant us some authority, if we want to lead somebody, it's not easy, you know. So I think, you know, we need to do it with a sweet dispensing and intimate stewardship. So I'm sorry, I need one more minute just for typically for this intimate stewardship. So yeah, actually yesterday I was encouraged because sometimes I feel I do not have time to fellowship with my children because everybody right now is busy and just don't have time. So I was just about to call out an emergency family meeting. Emergency family meeting.
Wow.
I think about this like one night. I said I have to get this family meeting immediately, like emergency, I want to say, tell my children something. But suddenly, you know, when I read this one day, I just pray to the Lord. So I keep it in my prayer. And then yesterday, when you know, when my children is cooking, helping cooking really good, and then my wife and all the children are actually at the house, and I get it down through this like intimate stewardship. Mm-hmm. I enjoy it a lot. It's much better than a formal emergency family meeting. But nevertheless, I really emphasize on this importance. Christ is the head. And we need some arrangement to maintain this. And the best way, actually the best way, is through this sweet dispensing and an intimate stewardship.
Amen.
May God bless us.
Amen.
Amen. Also enjoy something very similar. I appreciated how we began going through the verses in Ephesians to see that unto the economy of the fullness of the times. What is God's economy for? It's to head up all things in Christ.
Amen.
We think God's economy is just for us to have an expression. But actually, the first thing God needs to recover is to have Christ as the head.
Amen.
Christ as the head of the entire universe, but actually it starts with each one of us. But the way he cheats us is through what our brother just mentioned. It's something so sweet, something so intimate. And actually, I've seen this even in my family life. You know, Brother Richard's speaking about his children. So my kids, they have what we call hangry. You know what that means? That means when they get hungry, or when they're hungry, they're angry. And so at that moment, you know, two ways. I could either try to beat on them, exercise my authority as their father, tell them not to do this, not to do that. And that doesn't work. Actually, it just makes everybody angry. But now I'm learning, and actually my wife is the one who really discovered this, is just to feed them, right?
Yeah.
Treat their symptom.
Amen.
Give them food.
Amen.
Right.
Actually, this is our real need.
Amen.
Why can't we be under the head? Why can't we have Christ as our head? It's because we're hungry.
Amen.
We need to enjoy God's divine dispensing.
Amen.
When we spend time with the Lord, and brothers and sisters, you know, when we call on His name, Lord Jesus, you know what we're really doing? Right? We are honoring Him as our Lord.
Amen.
So we should call Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Before we drive, while we're on the internet, before we talk to one another, you want to respond in a certain way, we need to enjoy the Lord.
Amen.
Be under His divine dispensing.
Amen.
And spontaneously, we will take Him as our head. Spontaneously, we can be headed up in all things.
Amen.
Amen.
I really enjoy this sweet stewardship too, because here I think every week Sunday Lord's Day is really like a sweet stewardship to me, intimate administration to me. I also enjoy day five some message. Maybe I'll read simply here. Today Christ alone is our all-inclusive portion. As our portion, Christ includes all the other aspects of His person in the divine economy. God's anointed, the one having the preeminence in all things, the head and the center of all things, the one who fills all in all, the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, such a Christ is our portion, and we all enjoy Him. All the aspects of Christ in the divine economy are meaningful in and applicable to our daily life, and they all should become our subjective experience and enjoyment. Simply by reading this message, I was really, you know, encouraged. And I just think about how can we apply all the aspects of Christ to our daily life.
Amen.
If we don't know what is aspects of Christ, how can we apply it?
Amen.
So how can we know all things are described in the Bible? So we really need to come to the words regularly every day. No matter how familiar you're with the Bible, if like for 1 week or 2 weeks you didn't read the words, you'll feel really, really dry and empty.
Amen.
Yeah, so reading the words is our daily task. And also, This morning, I was thinking about one thing, like we really need to learn how to look away unto Jesus.
Amen.
We can't always look on ourselves,
right,
or even look at others, or look at the environment.
Amen.
We really need to learn the lesson how to look unto Jesus.
Amen.
For example, like this morning, if I look at myself, maybe I can open my mouth to praise the Lord, because I look at myself like I can see like how far I beyond the, not beyond, how far I from God's standard.
Amen.
So maybe if I look at myself, I can't simply, you know, open my mouth to praise. So we really need to learn the lesson we should learn to see like how many portion we look at ourselves, how many portion we look at others, and how many portion we look at God.
Amen.
We really need to think about it.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah.
Amen.
We need to exercise to look at from everything to the Lord.
Amen.
So this week I really appreciate that the Lord's salvation to us is not merely to save us from sins, not merely to forgive us, but He is, oh Lord Jesus, He is liberating us from any bondage.
Amen.
By heading up all things in Christ.
Amen.
To the church.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And if we see, before we were saved, actually we are not merely in darkness.
Amen.
We were in a heap of clefts. This week I already touched by the word clefts. So if we see the universe today, the real condition of the universe today, everything's in disorder.
Amen.
Everything, there's no harmony. Oh, even in my research life, even my marriage life, I think even outside of Christ, there's no disorder, there's no harmony.
Amen.
Everything's in disorder. And I really had a difficult week this week. My car was broken down, and Keisha is in California, she's not with me. So I need to do a lot of housework, and also have pressure from research. So when I look at these things, I just feel all these things cause me anxious.
Mm-hmm.
But this week I was reminded by the Lord, oh Lord Jesus, this is the universe, the real condition of the universe.
Amen.
Don't just look at these conditions. The whole universe is in disorder.
Amen.
It's in a collapse, in a heap of collapse.
Amen.
So we need to access our spirit.
Amen.
To look away. To
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
So look away to the Lord. Take Him as our head.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And I really enjoy that the Lord is heading up all things in Christ.
Amen.
But the first step is by heading up all things,
Amen.
By heading us up.
Amen.
Oh, by heading the church up.
Amen.
And so as believers, we need to be willing to be headed up in the church.
Amen.
By growing in life. And by living under Christ's light.
Amen.
So we need to open to the Lord, be willing to be headed up by Him in every situation.
Amen.
Oh, may the Lord save us from any bondages.
Amen.
The heap of clefts.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord is heading us up.
Amen.
We are being headed up by the Lord.
Amen.
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 I also liked day five. I think 1 Timothy verse 4 actually got me thinking about the week and what we learned in our home meeting. 1 Timothy says, "Nor to give heed to myths and unending genealogies which produce questionings rather than God's economy which is in faith."
Amen.
So, I was a little confused reading that. I was like, oh, okay, I want to see what scripture goes along after verse 4. So, after verse 4, it says, in verse 5 through like 9, it says, "The aim of our charge is that love that issues from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith, that is what we should aspire to rather than the questionings." And focusing on so much on the law. And as we were in our home meeting, on Friday, we were reading chapter 1 in Galatians. We were trying to figure out, like, oh, what people were focusing on previously. They're so focused on the law, and they forgot that they received the Spirit. And it's the Spirit of Christ that's the head. It's the Spirit of Christ that's settled down in them.
Amen.
They're not supposed to be worshiping the things of man, which is the law. And then he even goes on to say in verse 8, now we know that the law is good if one uses it lawfully. I understand that the law, however, you have to understand that the law is not laid down for the just, but the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and the sinners. And it goes on, and essentially it says, it ends with, in accordance with the gospel, the glory of the blessed God with which I have been entrusted. So it's more so you focus on your spirit and your faith, and that it's really about you exercising your spirit rather than being so focused on the law that you forget to exercise your spirit.
Amen.
Which was in Galatians, it was more so talking about Judaism, because that was the present evil of the age. It was, they were so focused on these traditions and these practical things they thought they needed.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You know, God's economy is want to heads up everything in Christ, right?
Amen.
There's only one universal head, that's Christ himself.
Amen.
But we see in this week, there's a universal collapse. And I think in other words, actually, universal collapse is actually there's a universal head. And that, instead of we have a universal head, we have a lot of head. Actually, every one of us want to be head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and at least this is my experience. But the way we will have this universal head is first we ourselves need to be under the headship of God. So I enjoyed this this week saying, you know, God actually takes steps. The first step is, we, as the God's chosen one, we need to be under his head. So I just enjoy all brother sister sharing, and I check with my experiences. You know, whenever I myself not under the headship of God, and everything will start to go collapse. You know,
right.
My family started have
right.
a problem. The saints around me started have problem.
Right.
And first reaction is, oh, I start to condemn this one or that one.
Yeah.
And until I realize this, I myself is not under the headship of the Lord.
Amen.
Then I turn to the Lord. I subject myself.
Amen.
And gradually things start to come back into order.
Amen.
So I really enjoy this. But how we can be under the headship of the Lord. Actually, just as brother and sister shared, the way the Lord, you know, subject us is not really by his governmental
right.
administration.
Amen.
You know, he has the authority. He has the right, you know, to subject us under him, no matter how. But he didn't use that way.
Amen.
The way he used is this intimate stewardship.
Right.
I recall, you know, the brothers share, you know, for example, Peter, right? Peter, he reject the Lord three times. But the way the Lord recover him is he asked a sister, when he rejected, he asked a sister to fellowship with saints, saying, oh, the Lord say, talk to brother and Peter.
Amen.
So he intentionally mentioned Peter's name.
Right.
Now this will melt, you know,
yeah.
Peter's heart.
Amen.
And also when Peter led brothers to go fishing,
yeah.
right? And the Lord appeared to them instead of condemn him, but he just asked him whether you love me more than this, right? So we see the Lord is his sweet, how to say it? Sweet, dispensing and intimate stewardship himself. And we should be learned to be just as him. When we like to head up everything in our family or in our, you know, our environment, we very easily will think we need to exercise our authority. We need to say, oh, you should do this, you should do that, especially for our kids, right? But the way everything can under the headship is first we ourselves need to be headed up by the Lord. And we receive, we know how to be one with him to have this intimate, sweet dispensing and intimate stewardship. So everything will be headed up in him.
Amen.
Amen.
There was something in 1960 that Brother Lee shared with the saints in a letter. It says, the one thing that tests us the most is that he is our head. Nothing tests us more as to our actual condition than this matter of him being our head. Therefore, Ephesians 4 tells us that in all things we may grow into Christ our head. That is to say, if you want to have real growth, you must learn to accept in all things his headship and his authority. And then he started saying to the saints that many sent him letters from the various churches, and he said that they asked him to go here, to go there, because they need help. They're in need of spiritual supply. And he says, every letter says that they need help and they need supply. But I never met anyone that says that he needs a head. I have never received a letter from any local church saying that, Brother Lee, come quickly because we need a head. True, in appearance, the whole body, it seems like it's the body that supports the head. But in actuality, it's the head that maintains the whole body. And then he continues just to say, he just says, it is, we need to hold fast the head, to grow up into the head, and that we need to grow up into him in all things. And you know, actually earlier this week, when I was entering into this week on the church life, the life of being headed up in Christ, I realized, okay, in my spiritual consciousness, it's just not there that I'm in need of a head. So actually, when I entered this week, I realized my actual condition was that I wasn't headed up in Christ, and that I needed him to be my head, and I needed to be headed up in him. I was with the Lord, and I was just telling him, like, this is, like, not in my consciousness. Like, I'm not aware that I need a head, or that I am a head, and I'm usurping you as the actual head of your whole body. Presently aware of this all the time. And anyway, so this week was just very, it was good to to be enlightened and have the Lord speak again to me that actually this whole world is in a heap of collapse.
Amen. Amen.
That's the actual situation. Anything not out of Christ, anything apart from Christ is part of this heap of collapse. It's a really giant heap.
Amen.
But it's collapse. It's all of collapse. It's disorder. It's disharmony.
Amen.
It's disarray. You know? But I realized, wow, Lord, I'm a member in your body. Right? And with every body, there has to be a head. Without a head, the body falls. Right? There's no life in the body without the head.
Amen.
But I just realized, as a member, I need to be headed up in you.
Amen.
So that as a member of your body, I could be part of your goal in heading up all things in you.
Amen.
You know, the word actually reveals that not only is the church, yes, the building up of the church is the goal, but actually the consummate goal with the church as the beachhead, as the place where he can exercise his authority, is that the whole world would be headed up in Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Actually, he would recover the whole world, and that actually he would be the one who heads up all. That's why there's a verse in Romans 8 that even all creation is yearning for us. It's even groaning for us to be brought into glory, to be headed up in Christ.
Amen.
The trees outside, the animals, and I think even brought out, like I think in our reading, mosquitoes. We just, no harmony between us and mosquitoes. It's because we're not headed up yet. We're not, you know, we're not in the, of course we're in the process, right?
Amen.
But anyways, I just very much appreciate that this heading up is so sweet.
Amen.
It's not a matter of, oh, you know, governmental administration. Actually, it's his intimate stewardship.
Right.
It's his sweet dispensing. Right?
Amen.
And just so appreciating. Actually, when I'm enjoying Christ, I'm just spontaneously headed up.
Amen.
Everything is just in order.
Amen.
It's in an organic life order.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's right.
There's a portion in day five that I appreciated. It says that the more the factor of life is ministered to us, the more we rise up and become attached. Every time you receive the life supply, you spontaneously rise up.
Amen.
There's no need for anyone to tell you to have fellowship with others, for you automatically long to be attached.
Amen.
And my testimony is when we're not headed up, we automatically don't want to be in fellowship with the other members of the body. And I just appreciate, you know, the fellowship, because when there's only one head of the body, and we're all
Amen.
Members in the body, right? And so when each one of us is headed up, that means we know how to function as members in one body of Christ. There's the oneness of the body of Christ that the Lord is longing after. And I think a lot of times previously I've taken this matter of being headed up as not independent, but just very personal, right? Because I need to be headed up in Christ, because otherwise how can I, you know, do this or this with my family? But to realize you know, in this context, it's the church life is a life of being headed up in Christ.
Amen.
And so when we're all personally shepherded by the Lord in this intimate stewardship, actually, then we're all attached to one head, mm-hmm. right? And then there's
Amen.
The one body, right?
Amen.
Which is what is needed, right? And so I appreciated two things. One thing is when we're not headed up, we're in a heap of collapse. But praise the Lord, we can always look away unto Jesus.
Amen.
We can always turn back, take the blood, and resume being headed up, you know, being in the dispensing. And then the other portion that I appreciated is just we see that this is the way, right? This is how the Lord gains what he's after, the body of Christ. And this last portion in the outline, I just appreciated this matter of the heading up in the church life is by life and by light.
Amen.
It says, in the life and under the light, we are delivered out of confusion,
right.
brought into order, harmony, oneness, and oneness, and headed up in Christ.
Amen.
And I just appreciated this matter of this harmony, because we're all members in the body with different functions, right? And so we need to learn how to be in harmony with one another and function according to our measure. But that comes out of, you know, this intimate, sweet fellowship and being in the divine dispensing. And so I just appreciate it's not a matter of organization, right? Actually, it's just a matter of being headed up in Christ.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Day six says, John 8:12, again, therefore, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall by no means walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And 1:4 says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men.
Amen.
You know, and I just appreciate, you know, the reading in Ephesians and also in the nourishment here that says, verse 9 and 10 of Ephesians indicate the abounding grace will accomplish the heading up of all things in Christ. By the abounding grace, certain things are taking place in the universe to bring about the heading up of all things in Christ. We need to see how the abounding grace is working this out. The abounding grace is working on the church people so that all things might be headed up in Christ.
Amen.
So praise the Lord for the abounding grace.
Amen.
This grace is working out, you know, the process in us for the heading up
Amen.
Of all things in Christ. It says, when everything in the universe has been headed up in Christ, everything will be in order. Nothing will be out of place, and nothing will collapse or fall. The heading up of all things in Christ depends on God's possession, the church, being saturated with Him. God's way to recover the oneness among His creation is to impart Himself as life. Satan injected himself into us as death, but God imparts Himself into us as life. When life comes, there is light.
Amen.
When God comes in as light, as life, there is light, and that shines within us as the light of life. This life swallows death, and this life expels the darkness. When we are in the life and under the light, then we are delivered out of the confusion and brought in order, into order, harmony, and unity.
Amen.
God's way of recovery is Christ versus Satan, life versus death, light versus darkness, and order versus confusion. When we are filled with Christ, we will be full of life and completely under the light.
Amen.
So praise the Lord, saints, let us remain in the light. And there is where God will have
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Amen. One of my students asked me, he's an Egyptian, he asked me, do you Christian worship God, Jesus, or Christ? He asked me that. And I said, well, we worship the triune God with Christ as the head. Oh, okay. And most of the students that I have, when they're going to take the test, they're very anxious, so they call God. Everybody call God. They're calling God, oh, God, help me, help me, help me. And I said, call Jesus. Call Jesus Christ. He listens to you. He lives in you. See, a lot of them are Christians. And this is one thing that we, from my experience, I noticed that the whole Christianity, Christendom, they're all calling for God. And he says in Timothy that in the later days, difficult times will come. And also in 2 Timothy, 1 Timothy says that in the latter days, many will depart from the faith. And this is one thing that we, many Christians, we don't know Jesus. And the Lord wants everybody to be saved, come to the full knowledge of the truth, right? But in John says, in 1 John, it says, First John chapter 5 says, and we know that the Son of God has come and God given us an understanding that we might know Him who is true. So He's the truth. He's the head. And we are in Him who is true. We're in Him. He's in us. In His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. So right now, everybody's calling for God. That's why the world is collapsing. Because the people of Israel only knew the God of creation, the power of God in the creation, but they didn't recognize the Son. And this is what happened to us sometimes. I tell my kids always, call Jesus. Don't call your God. Call the Lord that lives inside of us. He is the only reality. You know? He's your head. So we have to let be our head. You know, if we recognize that He is the head, and He's the head of all creation, Satan has no saying. Satan can do confusion will be in order. Everything will be organized. He will recover he will cover the earth through us. You know, but we have to recognize that only Him. We're in Him and He's in us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I think I noticed that in the hour this week, there is a sentence, it seems to be, you know, confusing, controversial. It says that in the church life, we are taking the lead to be headed up
right.
in Christ.
Amen.
So yes, the Lord wants us to take the lead.
Amen.
But then take the lead to be headed up
Amen.
In Him. And I think that, you know, actually, after I was saved, I really noticed that, you know, how fallen we are as human beings. You know, like sometimes now I still have, you know, have these bad dreams about my past, you know. although I was saved when I was 25. But I think it's long enough for me to do, to experience or to do all the bad things. And then after I was saved, the Lord would, you know, sometimes, you know, remind me that, oh, you did this before, you did that before. And I have to testify that actually I think the church is the only place that we can exercise this. So I was very touched by David's sharing. You know, if we want to look for, if we want to look for oneness, there's no way on earth that we can see. You know, this past Friday we were working on a grant, and the government is shut down. You know, so we can see that. You know, the only place we can trust actually is the church, and the God is the only one that we can trust. But then I was also very touched by those three words. It says intimate, comfortable, and what, and sweet. So in other words, if we don't think that the church life is sweet, if we don't think that the church life is intimate, if we don't think that the church life is comfortable, maybe something is wrong with us and the Lord, or something is wrong between us and brothers and sisters. You know, this time, Eric came back from California. One thing, I was actually very concerned, because, you know, like, as parents, you know, that you will always, you know, pay attention to your children, even like tiny details. So when he came back, I noticed that his hands were like terrible, you know, kind of like some skin infection or whatever. I was like, what happened? What happened in the training? And right away, I noticed that probably, you know, because of the service, he had to, you know, clean up something. He did not know that he's allergic to the chemical things. Mm-hmm. But then you think about this, why would we do something or sacrifice us to do something? I think the only way is through love and through life. You know, because I remember, oh, Joe is not here. And Joe asked me, Joe said, what did you ask him to do at home? I said, you know, Eric, he does not need to do anything in the house. So, but then, you know, in the training, I think that, you know, that's a very good way. Only in the church life we can experience this, you know, and only through love that we know that, you know, the Lord is so sweet, that the Lord makes us so comfortable, and we can have so intimate relationship with Him. So that's why we want to, you know, we want to do things for Him. It's really through life. It's not through the regulation.
Amen.
Amen.
So like day six on light, I'm in Psalms in my Bible reading, and there's a verse that says that He is wrapped with light like a garment. Psalms is really good.
Amen.
But, usually in our Friday meetings, we're going through Philippians, and a lot of times, by the end of the meeting, we come to the conclusion, like, we just need to be under His light. And so, in relation to this week on the headship of Christ, on the back, it said that... Sorry. When everyone is full of Christ as life, we all are under light. And there is no need of outward control. And so I would say that this is surely God's way.
Amen.
That's higher than human organization, or like, it's not like I tell people that they should do this because this is according to the Bible. It's not that. And I would say in this hymn it says, in tenderness He deals with me, while I stay with joy in His presence.
Amen.
And I would say that sounds very much like being under His light.
Amen.
And when I read that, I was like, Lord, if that is what it's like to be under Your light, then perhaps I'm not very well acquainted with God as light. Because I think a lot of times we fall under introspection or just like reasonings, and it's like, I need to be delivered from all that because I need to know God as light in His presence.
Amen.
And in His presence there's fullness of joy.
Amen.
So, I don't know, my prayer is to know God as light and through faith in His word, because He says, I am the light of the world.
Amen.
He who follows me shall by no means walk in darkness.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I enjoy this week's message. God wants to save us, not just save us from the sin of world. He wants to save us from the collapse.
Amen.
The heap of collapse. Today, just like Sister shared, you see the government or the world situation is the universal just collapse. But we have no way to save this situation. But I feel we just need to pray for our government, and we ourselves are very important. We need to be the under His headship, and
Amen.
We need to grow in the divine life. Without enjoying Him, saturated by this divine spirit, we are very hard to be under His headship, because we usually do things according to our nature, according to our experience, according to our personal preference. So I just feel the only way is we need to be saturated with Him through the enjoyment of Christ.
Amen.
Only when we grow up in Christ, and the Lord has a way to head up all things in Christ.
Right.
And we can also help others, like new believers or weak one, to be head up in the Christ.
Amen.
If we have this kind of experience in our daily life. And Ephesians 4 say we need to, day 4, so beholding to truth in love, we may grow up into Him in
Amen.
All things, who
Amen.
Is the head of Christ.
Amen.
Beholding to truth in love. I just feel, just like Brother and Sister share, we need to build a mutual relationship with the love, with the Lord. Really enjoy His sweet relationship.
Amen.
And this way, and we will gradually grow up in all things, in big things, in small things.
Amen.
We like to bring to the Lord. We not just do things very in a hurried situation.
Amen.
We just need to honor His headship, bring everything to the Lord, grow up in Him in all things.
Amen.
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 Amen for this sweet dispensation.
Amen.
So, like, I've met a lot of people who consider themselves Christians in my entire life, and, like, if you were to ask them, like, what does God want out of you, they would probably be kind of confused and a little scared, but the conclusion that we can kind of come to is that God's looking to be enjoyed. You know, He's looking to be taken as our life, as our head, so that we can just do all the things that we enjoy naturally, but through Him, we can eat Him, we can rest in Him, we can drink Him. So, like, I mean, like, I don't have anything particularly profound to say, but, like, when I came to this conclusion myself, like, when I was first doing it, I was like, man, I feel like I'm gliding through life. Like, this is just too good, you know? But, like, now having been in it for a while, it's like I feel like I'm soaring. Like that, like, the word gliding doesn't even suffice anymore. I feel like I'm soaring through life because God just doesn't hold back in how much it can be enjoyed. And, like, there's this one song that I brought up in the home meeting that, like, I love it. It's kind of like the motto of my life, and being like, I want to be filled with the triune God. He makes me happy.
Amen.
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 I enjoy that song too. During that homie, I just enjoy it very much. I also enjoyed Jason brought that in also. Enjoy the God's dispensation during the home meeting. That's the way you feel like cherish and nourish. Even seeing the thing, the spirit is moving, nourish you.
Amen.
During that time, my two dear grandson pushed me,
kicked my back, wanted me to leave that whole meeting. I don't know what they playing. You see, they pushed me to the downstairs. They asked me, where's your phone? Oh, I want to play the video game. Wow! That's a verse come out to myself. Be free from the slavery of corruption. This whole world is even my son, the other son like play the video game. Even my grandson, nobody teach him. They have a desire, want to play the video game. Wow, that's a corruption, corruption your vision. Now here in the near side, the parents get near side, the grandparents get near side, they all the generation, corruption and corruption their vision. Amen? We all like a slavery. We never teach them. That become a slavery. Hallelujah. We need a God's economy. That's really church life can take us from out of the corruption. Amen. Get into the freedom of the glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we have a freedom. We don't play the game. That's our... Amen. Nobody can free from that one. This verse, chapter 110, talk about one thing. During my college, that time, we didn't know about God's economy. In our that time, in our Bible, we used to King James translate. Never mention about the God's economy. Since Brother Lee, the first time send a message in the Stuttgart, mention about the God's economy. I write down the full note. Very meaningful. He say, O economia means house law. House law. And the household management.
Amen.
And or administration. And also something, dispensation. Amen? You point out the dispensation for the nourish, and also talk about economy. And this word comes to the Bible, New Testament, oikonomia, 9 times. Chapter Gospel of Luke, 16, 2, 3, 4, 3 times. 1 Corinthians, chapter 9, 17, 1 time. Ephesians chapter 1, 10, 3, chapter 3, verse 9. Colossians chapter 1, 25, verse 25. And the second, the First Timothy chapter 1 and verse 4. Why talk about this? But in our recovery version, 3 times, interpret, translate God's economy. The rest of the 6 times, talk about the stewardship.
Amen.
Stewardship. That means the recovery version. Put on the first, we talk about God's economy, talk about the administration, talk about oikonomia. Also, oikonomia translate the stewardship. That's the next message. We will understand what the meaning. They need more serves, need more stewardship. Better than you talk about the doctrine or you talk about God's economy. Not only talk about that. So I really appreciate that right now the Bible mentioned that, especially the verse 10. I'll read it one more time. Unto the economy, of the fullness of the times, to head up all things in Christ.
Amen.
Amen? Amen? Only this time to talk about oikonomia, translate with economy. And only the Bible only comes to the 2 times use the head up, this word. Only 2 times. In here, most of the time, the head talk about is a noun, talk about our head. But the useful verb, anna, head up, in the Greek, he talks the first, up head. It's not a head up, but it's the verb. So the only, wow, dear college brother, sister, you should treasure our recovery version. Only this Bible.
Yeah.
Tell you the key. There's a verb, amen, to head about all things in Christ.
Amen.
Come to the Bible only 2 times. You check 400 different versions. You cannot find this one. They don't know head up is the verb, amen. You come to the best timing, better than my college, amen.
Right.
I just want to clarify something, because I was in the denominations for many years, and all the translations of the Bibles, there are a lot, they changed the word economy to dispensation. That's one of the reasons they really don't know all this meaning of economy. And we only saw, when I was in the denomination, I only saw that God, okay, dispensed himself in us. So that's one of the reasons most Christians, when they read the other version, don't really understand the word economy. They change the word economy because they want to separate it from money. That's why they translate it in that sense. But it's not really revealing what the brother is talking about, you know. And it is, we are in the right ministry. We are in a good ground now. Yes. See, for I have fallen down a good ground. Amen. We all have fallen on a good ground. Amen. So why we can see this, and this is what we can see, we can share with other brothers and Christians all over. Praise Amen. The Lord. Amen.
Ephesians 1:10, the brother sharing, unto the economy of the fullness of the times, to head up all things in Christ, the things in the heavens and the things on the earth. So Roman numeral 1, it says, God's eternal intention is the head of all things in Christ, who has been appointed to be the universal head. It's also appreciated that this starts with the church. And it says, if when the church takes the lead to be headed up in Christ, God has the way to head up all other things.
Right.
So he wants to be the universal head. So the church, as a church, we need to take the lead to be headed up in Christ.
Amen.
Because if we're not willing to be headed up in the church life, we shall delay the heading up of all things.
Amen.
So we really need to see how important it is to be headed up.
Right. Amen.
To be headed up is actually not through, you know, our trying, or it says our human hand or organization,
right.
Not human effort, but it's actually just the growth in life. And it talks about the abundant grace, which the others. Many saints have shared a pound, but the abounding grace.
Amen.
So the more we enjoy Christ as life, he's the light in us, and we're under his light, under his shining, and then we're automatically just in order and in harmony and unity. So this is the heading up, right? This is how we become headed up. And so may we just continue enjoying him as light, and just growing in light and being under his headship.
Amen.
I think this brings to a good point of conclusion. You know, as I was reading this message, right, this just really truly appreciate God's economy.
Amen.
As stated in Ephesians 1:10. I just want to repeat it again, unto the economy of the fullness of the time.
Yeah.
To head up all things in Christ, the things in the heavens and the things on the earth in him. Amen.
Amen.
And Ephesians 22, and he subjected all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church. We see from these two verses, we see God's heart's desire, and we see God's economy and how he accomplishes his heart's desire, accomplishes economy. It's through the church. He make him the first thing above all, above everything. He head up all things in this universe. So saints have shared a lot about, you know, how the universe is in a heap of collapse, right? I mean, if you look around, right, we you know, you don't have to really, you know, think too much. It is in a collapse, right? If there's no, think about it, if there's no government, right, it will be becoming even worse, right? But even the government is really limited. I mean, it's, you know, limited in this power, limited in this way of controlling this heap of collapse, right? You know, there are many things, unrighteous, crime, you know, just everywhere, right? You know, if you turn on the TV or if you look at the news, pretty much there's, right, all bad news, right? You know, some murdering happened here, some, you know, burglary, whatever, you know, there's really, really a lot of things in, you know, the whole world is in a chaos. In fact, you know, the first thing, you know, the result of when Satan first corrupted man, right? He led the man to eat the fruit of the tree of knowledge and good and evil. The result is he created many heads, right? Because when he injected that thing into human being, everybody say, "Oh, now I have the knowledge. I know what is good and right, good and evil, right? I don't need God. I can be independent from God." This is exactly what Satan was. He just want, he's usurping the head, the unique headship of the Almighty. He wants to be the head, right? So, and he injected him this kind of, you know, this whole thing, this attribute into the human being through this knowledge, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And you see, on the other hand, you see what God's heart's desire. He have this tree of life, right? So today, praise the Lord. The Lord is recovering this, right? Through His church, through His redeemed people.
Amen.
That we can, you know, come brought back to the tree of life. We can eat the tree of life. We can take Him as the source of life. And in this life, He is the unique head, right? In fact, in the first, in the beginning of John, right? John chapter 1, that in Him was life, and the life was the light of men, right? And He, praise the Lord, He's the Word. He's a unique, He was God, right? In the very beginning. And He became a man. He brought us the life. So, in fact, in every Lord's Day, Lord's Table, we should really appreciate that the Lord has really, you know, come as a form of a person, right? He not only died for us, you know, on the cross to save us, but He also, through His life, through His all-inclusive death, He released life, that we can gain the life. Everything, you know, we can be the first one to brought back into this order, right? We can be recovered. But then, you know, this is all His judicial redemption, right? We're in the right position to enjoy Him. We're in the right position to be in this process of restoration, right? In the process of restoring Him to be the unique headship. But in our daily living, we need to be brought into this organic salvation, right? Because we know we still, inside of us, we still have these two laws, right? We have the law, which is we inherited from our, you know, our ancestor, right? Our first ancestor, which is Adam, because he, you know, ate this fruit, which is the attribute of Satan that was in us. So we have this law of sin and death, right, inside of us. But praise the Lord, we also receive the law of what? The spirit of life, right?
Amen.
Amen. So inside of us is really a mini Eden, right? So today, we're always being, you know, placed into this choice, right? Whether we need to choose, you know, the life or choose the death, right? So, but unfortunately, you know, because we're in this process, right? Because we're still sinners, we need to have a conscious effort to turn to this, to our spirit, right? That's why the practice is so important. Every day, first thing in the morning, we need to call on the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We just be joined to the Lord, right?
Amen.
Say, oh Lord Jesus, right?
Amen.
To get nourished in His Word, to help us to turn to the spirit of life, right?
Amen.
To gain life, you know, through Him, so that we can be, you know, brought back into, you know, into this restoring, the process of, you know, restoring. Oh Lord Jesus,
Amen.
How much we need Him, right?
Amen.
We know that this is the God's way of heading all things up. It's not through organization, right? That's the way of the world, and that we already see that doesn't work, right? The Lord's way, God's way, is through dispensing life. So when we enjoy Him as our life, just as our brother, he really enjoyed the Lord, right? He's like soaring, you know. In His life, we overcome anything that is negative, anything that is from a Satan, from this death, from this disorderliness, right? We can just be brought into this unique headship. And in our church life, if everyone is honoring Him as our head, right, there will be no issues, right? There will be, the one accord will be just spontaneous, right? So we really need to pray when we get together and, you know, to service. That's why we need to pray. Our prayer is not just a formality. Our prayer is really bring us into this headship, right?
Yes.
So in that case, in our coordination, we just start spontaneously in the spirit, right? So if everyone is walking the spirit, if everyone is in the headship, then praise the Lord. This glorious oneness will be among us, right?
Amen.
As a reality.
Amen.
I just want to
As a closing, I just want to bring, as I was going through the message, one picture was kind of in front of me. This was the picture of Abraham setting an altar in between Bethel and Ai, right? That was in Genesis. Bethel, we know, it is the house of God, right? Ai is what? Heap of ruin, right? Heap of collapse, heap of ruin. So, but Abraham, he was like right in between, right? We know his whole life, Abraham has some failures in his life, but the grace of God was with him, right? And he also made a choice, right? So this was the first altar, I believe, when he entered Canaan. When, you know, obviously he knows Ai, he also knows Bethel, right? But he made a decision at that point. He sets an altar. So in our life, at a certain point, right, we need to make a decision whether we want to be with Ai or whether we want to be with at Bethel.
Right?
So in fact, this is kind of a choice that we're making every day, probably, right? Even during our daily living. So, you know, if we're in the flesh, then we're going to be in Ai, right? It is a heap of collapse, heap of ruin. But when we're in spirit, we're in Bethel,
amen,
in the house of God.
Amen. Amen.
So praise the Lord. May we just, may the Lord just keep us in the Bethel, right?
Yes.
We just offer ourselves to the Lord. So amen. Lord, I live for your economy.
Amen. Amen.
Oh Lord, gain my whole life.
Amen.
We dwell in the house of God.
Amen.
We dwell in Bethel.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Right. Lord, thank you for your sweet, intimate stewardship.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for this, your household arrangement.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, you're just feeding us.
Amen.
Continue to feed us, Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, your life.
Amen.
Your light.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for hiding all things in Christ.
Amen.
Lord, thank you because you are the one that will live in us.
Amen.
Will control the body.
Amen.
For the book of Colossians that shows the head of Christ.
Amen.
The book of Ephesians that shows us we are the body of Christ.
Amen.
Lord, we love you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you bring the best of us.
Amen.
Thank you bring the house of God.
Amen.
Thank you bring the genuine church life.
Amen.
Thank you put us in the Piscataway. Way.
Amen.
Oh, we can enjoy your dispensation.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord, that you are a shepherd.
Amen.
You give us guidance.
Amen.
Give us love and comfort.
Amen.
You guide us in all things.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we are so blessed to have you.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
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 That's right. We are so blessed.
Amen.
We have you.
Amen.
Amen. Life in our life.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus, we thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
I give you this week.
Amen.
More in this dispensing.
Amen.
So sweet and so enjoyable.
Amen.
We know you more in our head.
Amen.
We build it up by you.
Amen.
We feel building it this way.
Amen.
Thank you for placing us in your body.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, so we can get all the dispensing and sweet nourishment from the head.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we just want to be open to you.
Amen.
Oh, in every day, in our little things, or whether it's little or big.
Amen.
Oh, we just turn to you.
Amen.
Oh, unceasingly pray.
Amen.
Calling on your name.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hold you as you are as our unique headship.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, build the church.
Amen.
Bring us into one accord.
Amen.
Yeah, so meet up Gary. Yeah, Gary said we should go.
Yeah, because he said you guys were getting beat. He didn't like I thought that